This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Collette on Twitter. Cleveland had an amazing All-Star weekend. And you're talking about the Dolans and Michael Brantley. That shows how little sports knowledge you have. Unfollow.
Huh? Is that to you?
That was to both of us.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
The double unfollow.
Oh, well.
Mike, you got to like either Ken or... All or right. Me. You don't get to hate us both. We're two totally different people.
Well, are you talking to me?
It. Was that you? Is your name Mike Coletta?
Michael Brantley.
Unfollow.
Was I didn't look at Twitter.
By the way, we talked about what a great moment that was last night and how the Cleveland was clearly the center of the baseball world. None of us were bashing Cleveland fans for doing it.
They hear what
but
they want to
hear. I think you're crazy, Mike Coletta. I think you're crazy if you don't think some of that response was a little bit anti-Dolan. Because I don't remember fans loving Michael Brantley to that extent last night to where he could come back in a uniform.
Now we're talking about the All-Star game.
In a uniform of a team that you could have to play through to get to the World Series. He is now a rival, Michael Brantley.
Hold on. One.
Mike Coletta.
One. We are talking about the All-Star game. We are talking about the great moment. That's what it is. Two. Yeah, guys, idiots are going to want to listen to what they want to listen to. Three. He wins because you're putting his name out there and giving him a great big voice over
there.
That's
Mike Coletta.
You didn't even need to read
Kenny,
that.
He unfollowed us.
Oh, well, that sucks. Sorry. Go listen to
Baskin
and Phelps.
Sucks to be you, Ken.
Go listen to Baskin and Phelps and you can do Chief Wahoo or the All-Star game. 216-578-0092. Let's get to Bob Nightingale. Who's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I see Baskin over there. Yeah! Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Yeah, doing great. How about you guys?
Doing well. It's good to see you. Oh, yeah, I got to ask you a question. Sorry, Baskin is one of our other hosts here at the station or in the window giving us the finger right now. Bob Nightingale joining us on the show right now. First off, what did you like about the time in Cleveland? Did you enjoy the All-Star festivities? How good were they?
Yeah, I loved everything about it. I thought Cleveland did a magnificent job. I always love the All-Star game in the smaller markets, but particularly when the ballpark's downtown. And they did a great job a few years ago in Minneapolis, Cincinnati. I thought it was spectacular. And everybody I talked to really, really enjoyed themselves.
Was it the best home run derby ever, or am I just basking in the everglow of 91 home runs from Vlad Guerrero?
Maybe the Josh Hamilton one. Might have been better at Yankee Stadium. But that's about it. But as far as just pure suspense, yeah, it's got to be the best home run derby.
Bob, Shane Bieber took the MVP. It seemed to surprise Joe Buck and about half the country. In the end, do you think he had the best case?
Best case for what?
For the MVP.
You know, I could have gone anyway. I thought it was going to be Brantley, to tell you the truth. But there wasn't anybody that stuck out. The MVP might have been the Cleveland fans. I thought the fans were wonderful. So, you know what? You could have gone any direction you wanted to. So, but that's cool for Bieber. You know, 4 days ago he was even an All-Star. Last year he's in the minors. So, a great, great story.
We got Bob Nightingale joining us on the show. Where are you at? Are you at the airport right now?
I am.
It is a madhouse in that airport right now.
We have to warn you, tell people, Bob, if you see anybody with baseballs that they're trying to just... You're trying to bring, and they didn't check them. TSA will promptly take those over, all those nice items.
Yeah, they're making people take their program on the suitcase. I don't know why. I don't know if something's magnetic or what, but I've never seen it before in my life.
Is there, like, maybe a hologram in there that gives it, like, authenticity or something like that? Maybe that's it? I don't know.
Maybe that is. But, yeah. Very weird. I've never seen anything like that before.
Memorabilia in baseball is bigger than the other sports out there, and obviously there's we heard about the Eli Manning stuff. There's obviously several fakes out there. Real quick, while we have you, because I know you're about to get on the plane there, Bob. Indians are technically five and a half out. Lost columns at five. Got it. What do you give the Indians chances for winning the AL Central? And right now, what do they need to do in terms of being buyers to make sure they can win the AL Central?
So I would go try to get another bat. I mean, obviously they miss Brantley a lot. If they get, one more bat, maybe a bullpen piece, And I think they're fine. You know, I think people in Minneapolis are very nervous right now. You know, let's face it, everybody thought that this race was over. And the thing about the Indians, with that starting rotation, they get into the postseason. You know, they're scary as any team in baseball.
Bob Nightingale joining us on the hotline. So one of the things that was brought up, New York Post has brought it up, some people in town have brought it up. Could the Indians try to retool by maybe making a trade, but using it to help their lineup right now? And the name that comes up is Trevor Bauer, obviously.
It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, Bauer is a too valuable starting pitcher. You know, I mean, he's the reason you could go deep into the playoffs because of him. So I don't see that one. I would keep Bauer. I think there's no chance he's on the team next year. I think they'd trade him during the winter. I certainly wouldn't trade him now.
So would it be more advantageous to wait until the end of the season then, even with him being only eligible for arbitration and his history of talking about him only going to be able to sign short 1 year or 2 year deals?
Yeah. I mean, you need him to go deep in the playoffs. So I would not trade him at all. I think it'd be a big mistake. I think you trade him now, you know, you probably cost yourself a chance to get to the playoffs. So yeah, I trade him during the winter. At least that team knows they got him for a year. And, you know, sometimes that's good. So people always say, hey, they'll take a guy in a short-term contract or a long-term contract any day of the week.
We heard kids yelling in the background. What is your theory or what are your rules about babies on airplanes?
they're permitted. They're permitted. No problem.
Are you saying that just because you're in a big TSA line and you probably have to get on the plane with these folks?
No, I'm actually on the plane now, so no, it's no problem. I'm used to it. Put my headphones on and I fall asleep.
All right, Bob. Well, safe travels. All the best to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Are you going to recline the full inch and a half that they allow you to recline?
Yes.
You know, I don't do that, so no, I don't.
You know, here's my stance on this, Bob, and I've been saying it for years. And I thank you for, you know, being an audience to this.
Your candor,
I wanted to get this off my chest. Listen, if they are going to permit you to go backwards, then people are going to take advantage of that. It's up to the airlines. Just get rid of that feature. Then guess what? No one would do it. Come on, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I'm an exit row, so I'm okay. So I got the leg room.
Are you fully equipped if something happens on the plane to be able to detect the exit rows? I mean, you have to sign off on that ahead of time. You have to pay attention to the whole spiel.
Well, I haven't had any Bloody Marys yet, so I'm good. Maybe halfway through. What I may not be, but so far so good.
I've found, Bob, that if you tip them, if you tip the flight attendant pretty handsomely on that first drink, it's amazing. Another freebie just shows up right down the road.
Yeah, I love that strategy. I've used that as well. Love it.
All right, now I just got to ask this one. Do you get annoyed by people who stand up and go right to the overhead compartment the second you land?
The worst.
I do. I get a kick out of it. Because, you know, you see bags falling out of the bins, everything else. We're all going to baggage claim. We're all going to the same place. But it's hysterical. I get a kick out of it, actually. A lot of injuries.
How much?
We get baseball players get injured getting massages, so it can happen anyway.
Well, that's a different type of story. All right, can I let Bob go now? Okay, Bob, thank you very much for your time. All the best, buddy.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Right there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline is about to take flight.
I thought that was important to get everything out in the
Your
open.
Your theory there on babies is controversial.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.